The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Let's talk about Dublin Airport. So if you were listening to News Talk Breakfast this morning, you will have heard Kenny Jacobs of the DAA, Dublin Airport Authority, who run the airport, revealing that they are going to breach their passenger cap. There's a passenger cap. It's a condition of planning. 32 million people can go through the airport in a given year. They are going to breach it this year. So as well as Kenny Jacobs on News Talk Breakfast, they spoke to the Ryanair boss, Michael O'Leary, to get his reaction to the news. Take a listen.
The cap remains in place. Airlines, including Ryanair, some of the American airlines are diverting aircraft away from Dublin both this Christmas and next summer to take, because we can't get any additional slots. And I want to correct you. This is absolutely the fault of Eamon Ryan. The IAA, who are now the body charged with taking measures to enforce the cap, report directly into the Department of Transport. This lies directly on the desk of the Minister for Transport. But the reality is, sadly, we have a useless Minister for Transport who has been dithering, doing nothing on this issue for about 4 years, plaintively claiming that he can't interfere in the planning process. It's not an interference in the planning process to recognise that a traffic restriction from 2007, which is limiting growth on and off an island of Ireland, which has been ignored by Fingal County Council when they gave planning permission for the second runway, which takes capacity at Dublin Airport up to 60 million, is outdated and should not be observed. It should be scrapped. But we have a useless transport minister. So we're calling on Simon Harris and Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, to take action when the transport minister won't.
That is what Michael O'Leary had to say, continuing his war of words with the Transport Minister, Eamon Ryan. For what it's worth, Eamon Ryan has reacted to that today, and he has said, listen, despite what Michael O'Leary says, it is absolutely a condition of their planning, which makes it a planning issue. And we have a dark history in this country of senior politicians interfering in the planning process, and he can't understand why Michael O'Leary wants us to go back there. Anyway, that is what he had to say. What about the people who live in and around Dublin Airport? What do they have to say about its continued growth to such an extent it is breaching its own planning laws? On the line, is Niamh Marsh. He's a resident of St. Margaret's and the Ward Residents Association. And Sabrina is with me as well. Sabrina Joyce Kemper is a resident in Port Marnock in North Dublin. You're both very, very welcome. Niamh, what was your reaction when you heard that the airport this year are going to breach that passenger cap of 32 million?
Yeah, thanks, Kieran, for having me on. Well, basically, in relation to the passenger cap, the 32 million cap, the airport has already breached that cap. They breached it in 2019, they breached it last year, and it's to do with how they count passengers. So the CSO would disagree with the actual amount of passengers they say that are passing through the airport. So that would be the first point I make. Secondly, as a resident living in St. Margaret, like many other residents that have been particularly affected by how the North Runway has been operated at the moment, and then, of course, you know, residents like Sabrina, mostly affected by the night flight off the South Runway, we would not trust the DA in terms of anything that they tell us. Also, in relation to planning, they're planning for the North Runway, and that hasn't exactly been followed at the moment. They beg to differ, but that's not what we're experiencing. So going forward, if there's any, you know, planning put in place about this, they put in an infrastructure application there in December 2023. Now, I did hear Kenny Jacobs' interview this morning, and he mentioned, oh, this should all have gone in about 14 years ago before he was ever in charge of the CAA. But he was overseeing the infrastructure application that went in there in December. They asked for an additional 6 months of time for that infrastructure application, and now recently have asked for another additional 3 months. So, you know, it's not Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Transport, that's delaying this. It's the DAA that have delayed things themselves. And now the blame is being fished out onto other people. And might I just add that, you know, they want to increase their passenger cap. But as you know, multiple times, and I've been on a few times myself, we've been talking about the extreme noise pollution that is happening, as well as air pollution, obviously, but in relation to specifically these divergent flight paths that are happening. And, you know, in relation to that, it's something that we have lost all trust in anything that comes out of the mouth of the DAA. You can't undermine and discredit people living in this area. We have a genuine concern, genuine problem. If there's anything coming into place that involves increased passenger numbers, we need to remember that we are experiencing certain noise that can affect our health. It can affect our children's development. These are chronic issues that we didn't know a whole lot about maybe 20 years ago, even 15 years ago, but we know about them now. Those things need to be taken into account. An environmental impact assessment has to be taken into account as well to look at how increased passenger numbers will affect anybody that increased planes are flying over. It's something that can't be ignored. And yeah. It just means that everything has to go through the proper and appropriate planning process. It can't just be bypassed. And this thing of, you know, basically doing what you'd like to do and then ask for forgiveness later, it's completely unacceptable in, you know, in modern living.
Listen, sorry to cut across you, but as you say, yes. you've spoken about this several times, and you yes. and I have even spoken about this. Yes. So you know, you would be well used to this. People texting in, you know, why is Niamh living close to the airport if yeah. she has such an issue with the noise? I mean, I know you touched on it kind of to a degree mm. there about knowing mm. things now that we didn't know yeah. in the past. Yeah. I mean, what is your response when people say that?
Listen, you know, I'm a doctor by profession, so like I do know about these health impacts that can occur, and particularly for my own children. The thing is, you know, when we moved to this area, and like many other people, you know, we would have investigated, you know, we rebuilt our house. We got planning permission for it. You know, the information that was given out about where flights were going to go, when the runway opened, the North runway opened in 2022 in August, you know, the flights were going in a different direction. And, you know, places, homes were insulated under flight paths that had been shared with people in public consultations. Those homes weren't being flown over at all. And they were flying over different houses. The DAA themselves, the interim CEO of the DAA, went to the Oireachtas committee herself and said that, oh, you know, day one, all of a sudden, we saw that the planes were turning and flying in a different direction. Now Kenny Jakes is saying that that's the way it was always meant to be. Listen, the message keeps changing all the time. The okay. right hand doesn't know what the left hand's doing. You know, basically, what I would say is that, you know, the DAA are responsible, they're accountable for how they run the airport, for everything to do with their planning applications and so on. And trying to point the finger at other people, you know, that's really not appropriate. And us as residents, as people living in the community, we're just standing up for our own rights, our day-to-day, you know, living. We're ordinary people. We just want to live our lives healthily and take care of our children appropriately. And, you know, this is just standing up for ourselves. You know, in terms of planning, they have to go through the planning process. There's no way to bypass it.
Well, listen, stay on the line there, Niamh, because I want to come back to you on a few of those points. But Sabrina, yes. as I mentioned, is with us as well. Sabrina Joyce Kemper, who lives in Port Marnock. Sabrina, how are you and your neighbours impacted by the level of traffic currently going in and out of Dublin Airport?
We're quite impacted now. I'm not as impacted as Niamh and some people in South Portmarnock. I'd be impacted by the night flights coming in on the North Runway during the 5 or 6 days a month that they have their emergency works on the South Runway. But I'd just like to say that I think that Michael O'Leary is manifestly wrong in his comments about Minister Eamon Ryan. Minister Eamon Ryan, by law, can't interfere. Every airport in Europe has to apply the same planning laws under the Treaty for the Functioning of the European Union. They all have to apply for environmental impact assessments. They have to look at the impacts on residents' health and environment. And DAA are not doing that because they didn't apply for the planning cap on time. Now, they did put in a planning application for an increased planning cap in 2019 and then withdrew it within 6 months because ACCA wanted to review the operation restrictions for the airport. So they withdrew it. And at that point in time, I was an observer on that planning application, which was to increase 35 million. Now, that's what, 6 years ago. Ryanair weren't observers on that. Michael O'Leary wasn't an observer on that. Nobody else made any comment on the withdrawal of that increase to the cap. And yet now we see, you know, Michael O'Leary and we see Kenny Jacobs all screaming at the government saying, you have to intervene, when the responsibility lies with the DAA and solely with the DAA. Now, Michael O'Leary's job is to make money on his flights. Kenny Jacobs' job is to make money at the airport. But what they have failed to do is to adhere to the same planning laws that every airport in Europe has to adhere to. And they are in breach of compliance. And that's what's happening. They were in breach in 2019 and they were in breach in 2023. And now they're going to be in breach. And finally, they're actually admitting to the breach in the press releases that they have put out today, because they were trying to gaslight us for years to say that transfer passengers weren't included in that planning permission. And in fact, they went on board Planala who to say, look, we're looking for an opinion from you that transfer passengers aren't included. And on board Planala's inspector said, no, they are, absolutely. And they knew that in 2020. So this isn't an all of a sudden incident that has just happened in the last year. Oh, my God, we're going to breach the passenger cap. They've known about this since 2019. They sat on their hands and now they're trying to blame Eamon Ryan and Micheál Martin and everybody else but themselves.
The fact that they've breached it several times as well, Sabrina, might suggest that even were their kind of planning application to get over the line now and that cap be lifted to 40 million, I mean, eventually they'll get to 40 and they'll just breach that too.
Well, the difficulty is at the moment is you have to understand the planning cap. I heard Michael O'Leary's comments there saying that it was transport access. It's not just that. It's about fire safety, evacuation routes for the number of passengers that are in the terminal buildings. It's about wastewater and water capacity at the airport and whether the network can take an increased number of passengers. It's about the runoff of de-icing of the planes, which are toxic, and that runoff into rivers and lakes and water sources. That's all tied up in the passenger cap, and it's never referred to. We keep saying, oh, it's transport access, but it's not. And all of those things impact the people using the airport, not just the residents who live beside it, but every single person could be in a fire safety issue or, you know, there may not be capacity of the airport for toilets. It all impacts. And the difficulty is that we need to do the proper assessments through planning to find out what are the impacts and what mitigation measures do we need. You know, all I'm asking them to do is comply with the law and identify the impacts and identify the mitigation measures and let's get it right. So if they do the data and they do the work and they say, look, we've miscalculated, we actually need to go to 42 million, that's fine. Because then we can say, well, look, what infrastructure needs to be upgraded? How are we going to redo the internal of the terminals to make sure that in fire safety evacuation measures we can get everybody out on time? That's what we need to do. And that's all we're asking. And the DAA are trying to fast track it through and they're trying to push it through. And they're compromising the safety of not just the people who live around the airport, but the passengers who use Dublin Airport yearly.
Niamh, I mean, what is the long-term solution to this, in your view, let's set aside for the moment this kind of Punch and Judy thing that goes on between Eamon Ryan and Michael O'Leary intermittently. You've got an airport where the operators are saying we absolutely need to expand, where there's kind of government parties have kind of differing views on what shape that expansion should take and whether it should happen at all. And then you've got residents who are, like yourselves, profoundly impacted by any expansion, should it happen. And then talk as well in the background of kind of a third terminal even being built somewhere in between the two runways, which, I mean, you're not building that just to service the people who are already in the airport. That would be with a view on expansion, further expansion. So, I mean, what is the way through all of that, the path through it from your point of view?
Well, I guess it's to do with having balance. Like, there's this supposed balanced approach, but it's definitely not happening at the moment. And you have to look at the fact that the airport does want to expand, but to a certain degree, you know, it can't be just forever expansion. It can't just keep expanding and expanding with no limit to it. I think historically what has happened is that, unfortunately, the DAA, they're not good neighbours. They're bad neighbours. And they say they're good neighbours, but they're not. And historically, they have mistreated people living in communities. People are angry. What has happened in the last couple of years is just a manifestation of decades of abuse of people living around the airport, being undermined, having to fight for a bit of insulation on the house. They have mistreated the public living closer to the airport and further afield. And now what happened in 2022, more and more people got a taste of that and were like, what is going on? But this has been going on for years. So they need to wake up and realise that you can't plan for massive development and infrastructure, whichever, without actually factoring in appropriate mitigation for the people that live in close proximity to that airport. You know, whatever way that mitigation might fall, it has to be factored in. Money needs to be spent on that. You know, from the environmental side of things, yeah, it's obvious. You know, airports, this carbon neutrality as well. Let's just call a spade a spade. You know, airplanes are the biggest polluters out there for air pollution. So, you know, the carbon neutrality on the ground with electric vehicles, EV fleets and all of that, can they just be more transparent as well and not be taken as fools? You know, we know about pollution. We know about the health effects. Acknowledge that. Acknowledge that we have genuine concerns. Follow your planning permission, you know, and that way everybody knows which way the wind is blowing. You're not going to get this kickback of anger, particularly from communities in North County Dublin and in Westmeath, because we'll know what's coming. We'll have made informed decisions about where we live. We'll know about the impacts of health. People that want to live in proximity to a flight path, have them well insulated then, or just give them options. The fact is, you know, and it's human nature, if someone has treated you badly and taken your choice away from your basic human right to just a peaceful life, you're going to get kickback. So, you know, if they treat the communities appropriately and factor in the fact that they need to be good neighbours and take care of the local community and further afield, then in terms of their planning applications, you know, they need to get things on track. I know they can't go back retrospectively. You can't change what's happened in the past. But going forward, they need to acknowledge the fact that planning is there for a reason. It's how people decide on things, where they live and so on. They need to take that into account. Then they won't be getting all this hassle from people giving out, moaning, oh, you live beside an airport, what do you expect? No, that's why planning is there. There was no planning for the old runway, the south runway. You know, they could do whatever they like. There's a reason why planning is there for the North Runway now and other conditions associated with night flights linked into that planning. So that's what I would say. And it seems like a very reasonable thing to say. It's not, you know, I don't think it's unreasonable to look for those things from the DAA.
We're over our time cap, I'm afraid. Niamh, listen, thanks a million for joining us. Niamh Varr is a resident of St. Margaret's the Ward Residents Association. Sabrina Joyce Kemper, resident in Port Marnock. Thank you both very, very much. 087 1400 106. Read the airport issue and your guest Niamh discussing how she's impacted by the flights, etc. She mentioned that they built their house and acquired planning permission. I'd be interested if the land she purchased would have been considerably cheaper because of its proximity to the airport and because of the inconvenience of air traffic noise, etc. Can we tell these callers that nobody likes them in the country? We're an island. We need things built to access the island. Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you're comfortable speaking for the entire country, but obviously you are. Tell that woman I'm homeless. I'll take her house and put up with the noise. She can live in my truck with no noise from airplanes. All right, okay. So somebody's in agreement with the previous texter there. The same applies to the M50 and its noise. I live close to it and the traffic has gone up many hundreds of percent over the last 20 years and more than projected. But I don't complain about it. Let them move if they are so unhappy. So lots of texts coming in along those lines. Did Eamon Ryan not get involved with the planning for the natural gas terminal in Limerick, says Deck, I'm not sure he did. You've caught me kind of off guard there. He might have opposed it, but I mean, he's perfectly entitled to oppose it as a private citizen. I think what Michael O'Leary and others claim is that he actually directly intervenes in the planning process and says, you know what, let's just give the planning permission and not go through on Bord Pleanála or the local authority, which is slightly different. But like I say, you caught me in the hop there, Deck. I'll check it out during the ad break.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.